right, guys. Hey, it's Kelly, and I'm back with you today, and I have a great guest with us here. I have Dr. Oscar Segurato. Hey, doctor, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. I am delighted to be with you and your listeners.
Yes, I'm so glad that they get to hear you on today. And I want to tell our listeners that you are an author and a physician scientist. And I wanted to ask you if you could tell us what a physician scientist does.
Yes, a physician scientist is someone that sees patients. And sometime, either in the evenings or some periods of time, he or she works on science. In my case, I've been working on the immune system and the nervous system and how they work together, also to make sure that our body is doing the right function, and also what is this relationship that these systems have with anxiety and stress.
Well, I'm so glad that I get to be the one to talk to you about this, because anxiety is something that I've had my entire life. And your book, which is called Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy, the title is just so interesting, because in my experience with anxiety, a lot of times, because you're so anxious throughout the day, it takes away a lot of your energy. So I wanted to ask kind of the impact of anxiety and stress in our mental, emotional, and physical health, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. I think that you got into the key point, and this is that all these anxious thoughts and the physiological responses, the stress, are really sapping up energy from our bodies, our mind, and our emotions. So if we are able to recanalize, to move up all this energy into vital energy, then we are able to really have a much happier life. And let me say, we all, like you and me and many people, we multitask and overthink. There is too much information, activities, experiences, thoughts competing for our attention. And some of your listeners may now be driving, working, or doing their chores while pondering about their problems or worries. To have problems and worries is okay. We will always have those. But the problem really is when those go and into developing an anxious reaction. And this anxious reaction produces stress. And this has been, and you mentioned at the beginning that I am a scientist. Indeed, I am. And not my work, but the work from many others, have shown that we have three levels in our brain that practically process all this information. We have the higher brain, the superior brain, which is the one that we use to make decisions, to execute actions. And this is the one that we use also to interpret the world around us. This is the one where we have to concentrate. So when we are able to create frames of reference so that everything that happens to us stays there, then we're going to avoid that this anxiety gets triggered by emotions. And this is the second, the intermediate brain. It's called also mammalian brain. And the problem is that it starts sending signals to another third inferior brain, which is indeed a structure and a function within our brain, that is called the reptilian brain. This reptilian brain is the one that is sending signals, chemicals, impulses through our nervous system that causes all these nasty effects of anxiety and stress.
Now, maybe for some listeners and for myself, I know for a fact that I have anxiety. It's been diagnosed, you know, to the fact that where it's a problem. But I think many people may question whether they have actual anxiety as an issue or whether it's normal. How do we know if we're functioning normal? Because I think everyone has a little anxiety, or if it's a real problem and it's something we should really work on.
I think that's easy to distinguish. Everyone has what is called situational anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I had a situation, for instance, where I was driving. It was several years ago, and I didn't notice it was that there was a barrier, and I practically went through, and my car stopped in the middle of the railway. So you can imagine, I was very anxious, stressed, and some people helped me, took me out of the car, and even took the car out of the railway, and nothing happened. But you can imagine that not only during that moment, but also in the next several hours, I was totally stressed out. But after that period of time, practically I forgot and everything went back. The problem that people have is that something like that, or even sometimes these are small things that happen in our lives, that they become circular thoughts, repetitive thoughts, and negative thoughts, and sometimes a combination of all of them. So that means that you, and these are something micro situation, micro worries that trigger all these kind of thoughts, and those are the ones that are going to produce anxiety, which is an emotional response. Remember, as I mentioned, the middle brain, and this is the one that is going to cause all these physiological and stress responses. So what we, the moment that we start seeing, for instance, that there, that from small situations or irrelevant situations or worries that happen to everyone, you start making a big deal of them, that they stay in your head, that they practically come back over and over the day before, the day after, you cannot sleep. When you wake up, you get the same ideas all the time, and you are sometimes not really taking action. That's when you're going to see that your body is hyperreacting, and that's chronic anxiety. And this is what can be resolved, and you have to work on that. But the only way to resolve it is not with medication or distractions or abuse of substances or alcohol or anything, is by ensuring that you work on your mind. And this is what I've been, what I would like to tell everyone, that that's possible.
Yes, and again, listeners, if you want to find out more about this book we're talking about, and again, the title of that book is Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy, you can go to the website mindfulbook.org where you can order the book, and you can also read more information on Dr. Oscar Segurato and about the book. So now I wanted to ask, since we're talking about the book and we're talking about anxiety, what are just some of the ways we can start to transform that anxiety into something more positive?
Yes, I have one very simple recommendation. First of all is to do less. Less is more. So you have to review all your tasks, everything that you are thinking about, people around you that sometimes are toxic, or activities that you do that could eventually trigger this anxiety, and start really taking them out of your to-do list. This is the number one thing. And the second thing that is also related to that is when you start disconnecting in some way from, as much as you can, because it's impossible to do that totally, from what I call the artificial world, which is this digital world that practically keeps us glued to screens and to gadgets and so on, and you start going out, and you start going outdoors, and you start interacting with the nature, natural world, you're going to see how your mind is going to find ways to get rid of this anxiety. It takes time. But I can give you one example of why I started, what I started doing just a couple of years ago. I walk every day 5 miles. And I do that without any gadgets, without earphones. I just walk anywhere where I am. And I just let my mind go through everything that is on my mind. But I also pay attention for using some of the tricks or some of the guidelines that I have on mindful framing, to connect with nature, to ensure that I use symbols that are able to see how I can connect with nature much better than I do with the artificial world around me. And these are symbols that were developed millennia ago, thousands of years ago. And these are, for instance, the earth, fire, water, and air. And you see that they are inside your body, they are outside your body. And when you start thinking on all these things, you start relaxing. And you start finding that there are so many things in common with, not only with nature, but also with other people. And you can also deal better with your body. So therefore, although I am a physician scientist, as you said at the beginning, I've also been working and reading a lot about holistic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine from the Hindu tradition, Chinese medicine. These guys, thousands of years ago, didn't have any science. There was no medicine. They were just using symbols. And I tell you, they found the way of having relatively, I would say, happy lives. We have to go back to all that.
Yes, I totally agree. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think you really are, you just have some wonderful things to say, and I think a lot of people can benefit from picking up your book. And again, I want to give our listeners the title of that book, and that is Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy. And the website is mindfulbook.org. Where else can we find your book?
Yeah, it's simply in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books. It's everywhere where you can buy an electronic book or even a printed book in Amazon.
That's wonderful. Well, Dr. Segurato, thank you so much for coming on our show today. You were an absolutely wonderful guest.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Take care.